Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Samantha.
Lisa, shut the fuck up.
That is not the way. Number
one. Oh, my God. That's how last week started. Yeah. I'm like having flashbacks.
First off, that's not the nicest way to address your friend. Second off, say we have brand new listeners and that's what they hear.
Well, you know what, brand new listener? Lisa, drives me insane.
Listen, Samantha, it's minus 40. Do you remember this song? And I don't give a fuck, got a heater in my truck, and I'm up to the rodeo. Remember that song? That's all I know.
Lisa.
Right? Because we're country bumpkins.
No, we're not.
Well.
We live in a city.
We are in
puffy coats. There is zero country about us.
We're in the car, and it's minus 40.
Yes, and we're both wearing puffy jackets.
Puffy coats.
Yes, but I feel warm, so I'm fine.
Yeah, I feel warm, but a blanket would be nice.
That's unfortunate
for you. Just saying. Okay, are you like... Yeah, I don't like you right now.
I don't like you.
Right? It's like you got your hair done and now you're all like...
Sassafras.
Sassafras and pissy pants.
I'm not pissy pants.
A little bit pissy pants.
I'm like annoyed at you.
Why?
Because I think your mood is being infiltrated by the full moon and the what will be coming soon, which is Friday the 13th.
I don't even get that shit. I don't even understand the full moon.
The full moon is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Friday the 13th is, well, Friday.
Well, I'm not going to be like a vampire or something like that.
No, but you're annoying. So I think you're being affected by the full moon.
Okay. Can we just pretend that we get along?
No.
Can we pretend that we like each other?
No.
Can we just try? Can we try to like each other?
For the sake of the audience, Lisa?
Right, Samantha? I'm just saying. I got a story to tell you. I got an issue.
Okay, Lisa.
I got an issue with my cardiac.
Because you have lots of issues.
Well, I have one today. So it's about my cardiac rehab.
All
right. Right? So I go at 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right? Remember how I said before they want you to wear a yellow shirt?
Yes.
So you proudly wear.
Because you're the newbie.
You're the newbie to the heart attack. Uh-huh. Right? But I I'm bucking the trend. Right? Not just, I don't want to buy a yellow shirt. I don't like yellow. They're all a generic fitting shirt. I don't like that. Right? I don't want nothing to do with that. Uh-huh. So I'm not getting the shirt. But today I'm in the fitness room. Right? Where the machines are. Mm-hmm. Youngest person there on the machine. Everybody, I can tell, Samantha, I know when people are trying to peg me. I was being pegged.
Okay.
I was being marked. Uh-huh. They're trying to figure out why I'm there.
Okay.
It's like as though, remember back in the high school days when like, oh, narc. It's like, I think they think I'm a narc.
Okay.
They think I'm infiltrating their system.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I feel.
Because you're young?
Because I'm young.
And you won't wear a yellow shirt.
And I won't wear a yellow shirt to identify.
So when will you no longer be yellow?
When you graduate, then you become red.
And how do you graduate?
3 months. I'm not doing 3 months. Tell you that right now. I'm a quitter.
But even if you graduated, you ain't wearing the red t-shirt either.
I'm not wearing the red t-shirt.
No.
No. I'm really, I'm wearing the red t-shirt less than I'm wearing the yellow one. To be honest, right? How's your big red t-shirt?
Oh my God.
Right? But I think that's what's happening. Is I think everybody's trying to figure out who I am.
They're trying to get the scoop.
I guess, but nobody's asking. And I wanted to Snapchat them today because I can tell. And I couldn't, right? Because they were too busy just staring at me the whole
yes.
time. I got my earbuds in. I'm just doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, nothing. Hmm. Is that weird?
No.
Why do you think?
Because you're the youngest.
I'm the youngest. And surely to God, she couldn't have had a heart attack. Well, yeah, she did. She actually did.
She actually did.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing. Like, I don't know if I need like a special shirt, like maybe a green one that says I had a heart attack at 50. Where is that shirt? I feel a little left out.
Do you want someone to make you? Maybe. I had a heart attack at 50.
Maybe
leave
I
me alone?
Maybe I need that because I'm younger than my peer group. Uh-huh. Right. And I think that's the problem is like nobody's talking to me. Nobody wants to be my friend.
You are not making friends.
I don't want to be friends.
At the cardio place.
No, I don't want to be friends.
No.
But nobody, they had a Christmas party today. I didn't know there was a Christmas party. In my whole 50 years, I've never not been invited to the party. I wasn't invited to the party. We're leaving and Mike's like, did you know there was a Christmas party? No.
Oh my God.
I know. Right?
You have FOMO.
What is that?
Fear of missing out.
Well, guess I missed out. They didn't care. So I feel like they need to change their program because younger people are having heart attacks.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
That's all I got to say about that now. All right?
Okay.
I told you I had an issue.
That's funny.
Started at 8:05. Right?
All right.
All right.
I still think you're falling into the full moon trap where you're getting weird.
That could be too. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, you know what's weird, Smith, is the fact that I'm in running shoes, a track pant, and a hoodie. Right? I'm looking the part.
With your earbuds in.
My earbuds in.
Just trucking along.
Just trucking along, right? I'm ready to go, right? I look the part, right?
Oh, my God.
That's what's throwing them for a loop.
I think so.
I look like a healthy person on the track.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So healthy.
I know. Go figure.
Okay. They announced the Golden Globe nominees.
Right? I know.
Meryl Streep broke a record. 34th Golden Globe nominee.
Do you think
nomination?
Does she deserve it, or do you think that they just give it to her?
Well, I don't know because I have never seen her on this TV movie thing.
I don't
Big
know.
Little Lies. I've never seen
no,
it.
No, me neither. I think is that the one? I don't know who's.
It's with Reese Witherspoon
and Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Okay. And, yeah.
Well, I think she was nominated last year for it too.
She was only in for one season.
Oh.
And it was this past season.
Oh.
So no.
Oh no. Is it on Netflix?
No, I don't think so. Actually. Oh. I've never seen it on Netflix.
It's not on the Netflix, and where do you watch
it? Not on the Netflix. It's on HBO.
Is it on the Apple TV?
It's on the Apple TV. I mean,
that's my issue. You're right. I got issues. Ellen was praising Jennifer Aniston.
But she's on Apple TV.
Yeah. So
she
how
can't
do you
get it.
How do you get the Apple TV?
You don't.
What do you mean?
You have to buy it.
I got to buy an Apple
TV
to watch Jennifer Aniston's new show. Seems like a.
Are you going to switch to the Apple?
No, it seems bigger than buying a yellow shirt to go to cardiac rehab, right?
It is bigger than buying a yellow
deal.
Shirt.
It's a bigger deal.
Okay, but you know, my girl J-Lo.
Yeah.
She got nominated
for
Hustler.
I know. We got to go see that.
Best Supporting Actress.
We got to see that still.
They say her Ramona character kicks butt.
I think, you know what? I've always thought she's a good actress, mm-hmm. right? You know?
Yeah.
She was on Saturday Night Live and she was Saturday Night Live wasn't that good. But she was good.
Saturday Night Live is never good.
It's no, but you know what? But I'm a diehard, right? So I watch it every week religiously in hopes of.
And in hopes that it's
wait,
good.
Right? Like maybe it's this week, Mike, that
you
it's going to be that good.
It could be.
Yeah, it hasn't been.
I know. But you know what? Something sad happened, though.
Tell me.
Someone from the 80s.
Yeah.
Lead singer from Roxette.
I heard about
Marie
that.
Fredriksson died of brain cancer.
You got the look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that song, right? You got the look. You got the look. Right?
Okay.
Wasn't it that song?
Yeah, it was that song.
There was another one too, but now you
won't. It must have been love.
Oh, yeah, that one too, right? You know, did you love Roxette?
Yeah.
I did too.
Totally listened to them in the
80s, right?
Of course.
Cranked up, she's got the look. Yeah. Na 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 na.
Because you're like, yeah, I got the look.
Yeah, I got the look. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but she was only 61.
It's young.
Yeah.
But apparently she'd been battling it for a long time.
13 years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Long time.
That's sad. That's sad.
Yeah. And she only stopped going on tour 3 years ago. So she had been touring with it too. So she was doing okay.
She was doing okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Here's something interesting. You know the magazine Vanity Fair?
Yes.
Okay. So
No, Lisa, I don't.
Do you know? Well, I'm just making sure, Smith. I don't know what you know and what you don't. You think because you work in the bookstore, you're all booky, but
well,
I don't know.
Well, because I would read Vanity Fair.
Well, I don't know if you're all magazine-y. I don't know.
Magazine-y?
Right?
Is that a word? Magazine-y?
I'm magazine-y.
Magazine-y.
I don't know if you're magazine-y.
Are you buying Vanity Fair? Because
no,
that would be new.
I'm not buying.
Because you're more like a people.
I'm more people.
And us.
And us. And but now with the people, I'm
and
like,
Hello Canada.
Yeah, but with people, I'm kind of like, seems odd it's that expensive.
Oh, it went up in price?
Yeah, it's expensive. It's like more than $5 now. Yeah. Right? And you know, a girl can't just be doing $5, $5, $5. Right? It can't be just spending my $15
oh my
on
God.
My magazine.
Yes, Lisa.
Okay, so RuPaul, the first drag queen ever on Vanity Fair cover.
You go, girl.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I love a RuPaul.
RuPaul's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think, girl, you look good.
Super good.
You
right?
look really good.
I don't watch. Do you watch his shows?
Occasionally, I do watch the Drag Race.
I don't watch his shows, but remember when Joe McHale used to do the soup?
Yep.
And he would do bits from all the different shows?
Yeah.
And there was a clip, and RuPaul was talking about drag your babies. And I'm like, and I loved it. I'm like, it's so good. So that's pretty cool, hey?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Okay, this is more for your boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, because he's always on the Instagram saying he's got insomnia, right?
Yes, this
right?
is true.
He posted like a chat you and him were having.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm like, he said he was allergic to sheep.
Yeah, right? So anyways, He needs to buy himself a weighted blanket because that's all the trend. You can't go anywhere on the Facebook without seeing the weighted blankets. Yeah. Everything is a weighted blanket, weighted blanket, weighted blanket.
Okay. No, I understand.
Right.
And
apparently
and
it helps insomnia.
Yeah. Weighted blankets do, but no offense. I don't need nothing weighting me down. That's just going to make me feel hot.
But don't you feel it like hurts my feet? Yeah.
I don't know.
But some people love it, right? Because it's so comforting.
Because it's comforting.
So I don't know. Maybe John needs a weighted blanket.
Maybe.
Right? Maybe you need to talk to him about that.
I'll talk to him about it.
Talk to him about that. Because if it helps with the insomnia, it can't hurt.
I just feel like I would honestly feel like I'm suffocating. Because that would drive me insane.
Because it's so heavy. And you can buy like different weights.
Yeah, I know. Like, but it's No.
But you like to be warm.
Not with weight.
No, I don't want to be. Like, I don't want to be weight. No.
No.
Right?
No.
And then I just think if you have a weighted blanket, my mind would always be like, imagine if I'm in my weighted blanket and I'm on a boat and somebody made the blanket heavy and I fell overboard. I would drown because my blanket is too heavy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you ever think about that?
No.
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 Just I would?
Yes, apparently. Only you.
Apparently only me.
Because apparently you're being wrapped up in a weighted blanket and thrown into the sea.
To die.
To die.
To die.
So you've pissed someone off.
Yeah. Right? The mob's come to get me. Right? They have, they've broke my kneecaps and rolled me into a weighted blanket.
Yeah. Are you doing something I need to know about?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I got to keep the secret. Right? Just in case.
Oh my God.
But here's what I want for Christmas.
Oh God.
Okay? And I don't go around asking
for
gifts.
I'm not giving you a Christmas. We don't do Christmas presents.
I know. We just do birthdays because we appreciate the fact that you were born. Right? But Christmas, don't we usually go for
Don't make that face. You came up with that.
But don't we usually for Christmas go out for a breakfast brunch?
I think we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a good one. An expensive one.
Yes. Point your finger at me one more time. I'm going to break it.
Hey, but this is what I want. Fine. I don't need this Christmas gift from you. It can come from Santa.
It can come from Michelle.
It can come from Michelle if she wants. HHG. But you know what? But just like you, her friendship is gift enough.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Can I just tell you what I want?
Fine. God, get to the point.
Say if Santa's listening.
Just get to the point.
If he's listening, he needs to hear this.
Okay, fine.
Oh, you and I today, like done, hey? Done. I just want to tell you one thing.
Fine, one thing.
Right? For $39, Samantha, I can get a self-heating lunchbox.
I don't need my lunchbox to be warm. It needs to be cold.
Did I say Samantha? I said I could. I want this.
What are you keeping warm in your lunchbox,
Lisa? You can
take
like your leftover supper. You take your pork chop. One side pork chop goes in there. It's in the other side. It could be your rice, and it's already cooked because you didn't finish it all the night before. And you just plug in your lunchbox at your work, and it keeps it warm. $40.
You have to plug it in.
Well, things don't just magically stay warm.
Well, what if someone steals it because they think it's so awesome? There goes your lunch bag and your lunch
and your pork chops.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they're nice people that you work with, and they wouldn't do that. My work wouldn't do that. I don't know about your work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, don't you think that sounds brilliant? And it's like the size of a little fishing tackle box. Right? You just take it with you.
That's like huge.
No, a small one. Yeah. A small one. Yeah. What?
Where do you find these things?
I just see them and I'm like,
Dear Santa.
I want a heated lunchbox.
Dear Santa, don't bother.
No, that's what I want.
Fine. I'm not getting it for you, but sure.
Is there any joy in your heart?
No, there's no joy for you.
There's no joy. Right? She's got a cold heart, friends of the podcast. Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think the highlights did definitely work on me.
I think they did.
They
worked
in
a negative way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what?
Tell me.
Online shoppers
will
return at least 1 million boxes back to retailers through UPS every day in December.
And guess what? I hope they're all going to Indigo.
No. Don't say that. That's not nice.
That's not nice. Oh, well, neither is I hope you don't get your heated lunchbox.
Fine. Get your heated lunchbox. I'm just not giving it to you.
Fine. I hope that all of your returns don't go back to you.
Thank you.
There. Okay? So there. That's how we resolve things.
But apparently people like to buy and then send back.
But, okay.
Which kind of makes sense at Christmas because you just never know.
But you know what? I do a little bit of shopping online, but I'm not buying.
Don't return stuff.
I'm not returning
stuff. Your husband doesn't return stuff.
Right? Like, okay. Can I share a funny story?
Uh-huh.
With the HHG.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of shopping online.
Uh-huh.
Our girl's a shopper.
Yes, she is.
Right?
Yes.
It's Christmas. So she's buying shit for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And her girls are girls. So they like the makeup and stuff, right? So on the shopping network, they have like those deals where you can get like the sets.
Okay.
So HHG is shopping. So we're out at the Hudson's the other night having a couple drinks, talking about this, right? She's talking about her online shopping, how she's been doing some things.
Uh-huh.
I make the joke of saying, you know, it's funny with online shopping, right? And buy it in 6 easy payments, right? Her face goes stone cold. She's that girl. Right?
Why are you doing it in 6 easy payments?
Because you can.
Oh my God.
She's that girl.
Oh my God.
So if it's 10 payments of $6.99 because your item is like 60 some odd dollars.
Uh-huh.
She's paying the $6.99.
Oh my God.
10 equal payments. Isn't that the funniest thing? And I laughed and laughed and laughed because I'm like, of course you are. Of course the HHG who don't need to buy it in 10 easy.
But she's that girl.
Because uh-huh. Probably in her mind she thinks she's getting a deal. Right? This can be yours for $6.99, 10 easy payments of $6.99. Right? And then you're paying like, yeah. Isn't that so funny?
That's good.
I know. I like thought.
That's really good.
Right? Because then in her mind, she probably just thinks, oh, it's only $7 a month.
Sure.
Right? So it doesn't look like it's 70. She just did 7.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Okay. That makes sense.
Our girl is a little bit crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's almost like, what, 2 weeks away from Christmas now?
Yeah. To the day, I think.
Did you send out your letters yet?
Gone.
Have you written them?
Gone. I had a lot to tell people this year.
Was it a one pager?
It was a page and a half.
Oh,
so really, so 2 pages, but I didn't fill the full 2 because I know nobody wants to read 2.
Oh, no.
Right? And my writing gets really messy.
Yes.
Because you know what the thing is we don't write very much anymore.
No, we do not.
Right? So that's a big treat too, right? Handwritten from Lisa. Right? Handwritten, right?
From you to God.
From right love from my broken, achy, breaky heart. Right? Handwritten by Lisa.
Well, that was lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you do yours?
I don't do that.
Of course you don't.
I don't do that.
You don't do any of that.
No, I don't not.
Right? It's my tradition.
I barely wrap a gift.
Don't even talk to me about that.
No.
Because you know, I think Christmas is the one time gifts should be wrapped.
No.
Don't bag it. Don't bag it at Christmas.
I actually had a very lovely conversation with someone about how I hate to wrap.
But at Christmas, you can wrap and make the
and
bow.
And they felt the same way. That's
make
the reason why. That's why bags and tissue paper are aplenty at Christmas time.
No, they were invented for birthdays and anniversaries and weddings, not for Christmas.
Nope.
Samantha, I just don't agree with that whatsoever.
Nope.
Okay, but here's something that you're going to find funny because I find odd and a little bit awkward. So my husband, he has a love for the Christmas movies.
Excellent.
We watch them. I don't. I through the whole movie, I'm like, dude, is there something else you want to watch? Did you want to watch something else? We can watch whatever you want.
What is he watching?
Any of them. It doesn't matter.
Like Elf?
No, like the small town. The small town Christmas.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I'm like.
That's killing you, I bet, eh?
Right?
Yeah.
And that's all I do through the whole 2 hours. Was there something else you want to watch? Anything else you want to watch? Did you want to watch nothing? Did you want to go for a walk?
You hate all Christmas movies?
Yeah, I don't hate them, but I hate them. Yeah. Like, I don't hate them. Right?
So you don't want to watch Elf with Will Ferrell?
I've seen it one time. That's good.
You don't want to watch, like, White Christmas with Bing Crosby?
Different. Those old ones are different.
Oh, the old ones are different.
I don't like new ones.
Okay.
I don't like, and the mistletoe and the skating rink and the judges' quarters and downtown and the small store. I don't like that. I don't like that, right? I'm fine with like Scrooge, like all the originals.
The originals.
Yeah.
Black and white?
Yeah.
Or in color?
I prefer the black and white.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? I don't like change.
Yeah, I don't. That also comes in movie form.
Yeah. I don't like new Christmas songs.
Oh my God.
I don't like new things.
Then you hate the new Taylor Swift Christmas music.
I haven't heard it.
She put out a new song. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she need to?
Somebody else put out a new Christmas
song.
Did
we need
to? Shit. Who was it?
Right? So you can't even remember because the world doesn't need them. There's like six.
The world doesn't
there's like
need
six basic.
It's called Christmas Tree Farm.
There's like 6 basic Christmas songs that the world needs. Like Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Right? Christmas in Killarney.
No.
We Three Kings.
Oh my God, right? That's a bad one.
Here Comes Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Up on the Housetop. Click, click, click. down through the chimney. That one has, that one's a plus. You should probably throw in Rudolph.
Oh my God.
And have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I'll really? Even give you seven. I'll even throw in Anne Chestnuts roasting.
Oh my God.
Let's do that.
Really?
It's good. Over, all by Anne Murray. Over and over.
Oh my God. And over. Yes, of course. Sorry. Right? Of course they have to be by Anne Murray.
They should all be by Anne Murray, right? Canada's living legend.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay, Auntie Christmas. Are you decorated for Christmas?
Oh my God, we're decorated. Yeah.
I think that you had zero to do with us.
I went for a nap Sunday and woke up and the box was out. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Because he's watching Christmas movies and he's getting in the spirit. He's
getting
Lisa.
In the spirit.
Don't crush his spirit.
I'm not crushing his spirit, right? There's eggnog in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the whole bit, right?
You don't drink that stuff,
no,
do you?
I don't touch that. Gross. Barf. It's like barf in a box. No, thank you. I'm good without it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but yes, I'm not crushing
your
spirit.
Do you like anything about Christmas?
I like Christmas.
No. Okay.
I like Christmas. I put out the little elf thing that you gave us last year.
No.
Right? That went out. Mm-hmm. And you left the price on it.
Did I really? Mm-hmm. Oh.
$35.
Really?
I know that's not
that much.
No, you wouldn't have because you got it from Indigo, so you would have gotten a deal.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which elf did I give you?
I don't know. He's green.
He's green.
He's in a green little, he's got a little hat and he sits.
Is he a plushie?
You gave Michelle one last year too.
Is he a plushie?
Ish, yeah.
Oh, I gave you Leffy.
Okay.
The Christmas elf.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's out.
Appreciate him.
I do, he's out, right? He's out. Samantha.
He's your Christmas elf.
Okay. I don't want to get into a Christmas argument with you.
I'm just glad Mike enjoys Christmas,
are
so Leffy could get out.
Are you
out.
Decorated?
My Christmas elf is out.
You have an elf. Like, you don't have your other crap out?
No.
Your other Christmas crap?
No.
When's that coming out?
Mm.
It's 2 weeks.
I know.
So don't talk to me about not having Christmas spirit when you can't even... And I gave you a Christmas tree.
Fine, I'll put up the tree.
Put it out, right?
It takes me 5 minutes.
Put out the Bollywood Christmas tree.
The Bollywood Christmas
right?
tree.
Get that back out, Samantha. Okay, here's something really, really interesting, okay?
Fine.
Did you know that Starbucks, and shame on Starbucks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Starbucks, I sound...
You guys, she's got her pointer, Peter Pointer
I sound
out,
like I'm mean.
And she's like pointing. She's
I sound
like
I'm a mean.
And she's shaking it in the air.
I sound like I'm mean. And I'm not. I'm a good person. But shame on Starbucks. They make the peppermint white chocolate mocha latte has, ready for this, 510 calories in it.
Holy shit.
72 grams of sugar, which is the equivalent to a third of a cup. Right?
That's definitely not for you.
Hi, that's not for anybody. That's for nobody should be drinking
that's
that.
That's if somebody needs a good sugar high for the rest of the day.
That's crazy, hey?
That's a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, that's that is like an awful lot of...
But fancy drinks, guys, they got sugar in them.
I know they do.
Right?
I know. But why can't they be a little more conscious?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. You know what, guys? Go without the whipped cream. Right?
Go without the syrup. Go without the chocolate. Go without the mocha.
Go without the peppermint. Go without the white. Go without the latte.
Oh, that's so you have no drink.
Yeah. Right? Drink your water at home. Right? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Right? I guess you could keep the peppermint if it's just no calories or something.
Yeah.
Peppermint water.
So basically you're trying to get the Christmas out of Christmas.
They are. Not Lisa. I didn't invent a drink. It's not Lisa's drink. But Oreo cookies.
Uh-huh.
Again, right? This is, I think, my second
oh my
week
God.
In a row praising
You're,
them.
You're, so obsessed with them.
I'm praising them. They have
I believe
ginger...
John said, can she just stop talking about Oreo cookies?
Guess who's talking about them again? And now that you've told me that, I'm going to make a special segment to talk about them every week. Because if I can talk about something that gets under John's skin, right, that puts a little joy in my heart.
And it puts joy in his heart when he picks in your ass.
That we've never met, but that's apparently our relationship, right? So Oreo has gingerbread flavored cookies.
Do you need that?
Why can't you?
You just
have
ate
that?
A real live gingerbread cookie.
And it was
today.
Really good, hey?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Linnea Sperling,
yes.
You cracked the gingerbread code.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
They're soft, they're gooey, they're just the right kind of cookie.
It was perfect.
Oh,
it was so good.
So gingery, so yeah. Everything. It
so
was
just
delightful.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And then she's like jokingly said, she goes, maybe this will be your Christmas present. I'm like, awesome.
And take them.
Bring it.
Take them. Right? You take them and be thankful.
They were awesome.
They were really good.
They were so good.
Yeah.
That girl is so crafty. She had Shelby's buddies over on Sunday for a gingerbread house making like little afternoon.
And here's what's something that's kind of a little upsetting to me is she obviously doesn't realize like my baking enthusiasm.
Oh, you're sad because she didn't invite you over.
Right.
She already made all the gingerbread. All the kids needed to do was make the house.
That's fine. I can make it the house.
You cannot make the
house. Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Smitha.
Lisa, you didn't make a tree topper. I don't care what you say. In your mind, you thought you made a cookie tree topper, but you did not actually make the tree topper.
In my mind.
No, you did not.
I was with the guy who made the one that was the chimney with Santa. Right? It wasn't the snowflake because it was too heavy. Uh-huh. The girl made the snowflake one and I'm like, girl, it's too heavy. I knew it. I knew it was never going to stand up on the tree.
Oh my God.
Right? The dude does one and it's the chimney, right? So the chimney's going on top of the tree and it's got a little Santa. Only thing was, and I agree with the judges, is that Santa had a bag and he kind of scrimped on the bag, right? Because the bag would just look like cookie. It should have been like maybe like a red bag or a black bag or something. Uh-huh. Right? And in my mind, I'm like,
you didn't make it.
In my mind.
You watched it.
In my mind.
You watched it.
I thought, you need to decorate that bag.
No.
They're going to comment. They're going to deduct points.
Oh my God.
Because you didn't comment. You didn't decorate the bag. And they said,
you need to stop watching cooking shows.
They said,
you are not a cooker. You can't bake. You didn't make it. You're delusional.
Do you know that last night I made whoopie pies on the cooking show?
You
yes,
didn't.
I did. Christmas whoopie pies that looked like Santa Claus. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
Samantha, I did too.
And you get mad at Michael for watching Christmas movies?
Yeah.
You're obsessed with holiday baking shows.
That's my spirit. That's my Christmas spirit.
Baking. Things that you will never bake.
Holiday baking.
Thinking that you've baked them, but you really haven't, but because it's only in your mind and because you've watched the show.
No.
This is how we're...
Really? Really?
Right now, I'm second-guessing a few things about you.
Don't be second-guessing any of my baking. Don't be second-guessing.
You haven't baked in years.
All it's going to take is somebody to say...
A decade or more.
All it's going to take is somebody saying, hey, you know what? I could use a cookie tree topper, and I'm going to be like, bang, boom, baby, I got you.
Boom, baby.
Boom, baby, I got you.
Oh my God.
Right?
Okay.
Matter of fact, that'll be the name of my bakery.
No.
Boom Baby.
No.
Yeah.
Boom
Baby. It's the name of my bakery. It's the Boom Baby Bakery. Yes.
Okay.
It's the Boom Baby Bakery.
For diabetics.
Boom Baby.
So you're serving cardboard.
I will serve some diabetics. I will serve some glutens. Right? We will do it all.
Some vegans.
You want some vegan? We'll figure that out too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boom Baby Bakery. Remember that friend of the podcast, Boom Baby Bakery. It's got a good rhyme to it, eh? It's top of mind.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
You've lost your mind.
I have. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say this once and don't get upset.
Okay.
I'm not going on the Rink Burger Tour.
Why?
You will drive yourself.
Why won't you go?
Or you will drag the HHG with you.
Why can't we all go?
I'm not going.
Why?
Because I don't want to eat Rink Burgers.
You like a Rink Burger.
I don't give a hoot about a Rink Burger.
I've seen you eat them at the rink.
Because I'm there for a concert, not because I actually want to go to a rink to eat a burger.
Yes.
No.
We're going to go to small town Saskatchewan.
No.
Rinks.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, matter of fact, where we're parked now, next week we should go to that rink and get a Rink Burger.
I'm not going to a rink. No.
Go to the curling clubs, get a Rink Burger.
No.
Why?
No.
Let's just do it.
No.
Rink burgers are the best burgers.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
You don't know because you haven't had them. We haven't tried them all. Can we think about it?
I'll go on the Christmas light tour, but I will not go on the Rink Burger
tour. Yeah, so we get to do what you want to do.
Yes, of course.
But not what I want to do.
I control the vehicle.
Oh, I tell you.
Go with Michelle.
I'm going to rent a car and go on my own. Elise is on her own Rink Burger tour, right? I'll film it. Instagram
my God.
It. The whole bit.
Don't be a baby.
Just me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Rink Burger tour for one.
Okay.
Yeah. HHG would go.
Yes, she would.
She would go for sure.
Well, because she's a rink mom.
She is a rink mom.
She, like, lived in Hockeyville.
She did. She's Mrs. Hockeyville.
And she still is kind of Hockeyville.
She is kind of Hockeyville.
Because he's still playing hockey.
Yeah, but she doesn't watch it live.
No, because she can't.
Because she can't.
She can't.
She can't do that.
It's too stressful for her.
But funny thing now that we're talking about her again. So she sent me a text message on Sunday because she was hungry, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, Why isn't there hollandaise soup?
Ew.
Why? People like hollandaise.
No, but that's like a sauce. That's not a soup.
But who decided?
That's what, a sauce, but not
who,
a soup.
But who decided?
It has to be broth-like or cream-like.
Yeah.
But hollandaise sauce is not either.
It's kind of creamy.
No, it's not.
Have you seen it on the eggs?
Ugh.
It's kind of creamy.
Don't.
Right? Who has decided, like, what makes soup soup?
I don't know, Lisa.
Like, what makes soup soup?
Go to whoever cares.
Like, Samantha. Listen, what makes soup soup?
Soup is a broth base.
Yeah, but okay, then what
or
about
or a cream base.
Yeah, so cream of hollandaise soup.
No.
Why?
How would you make...
You would make it as a sauce?
No, you would not.
You would just put it
no,
in a bowl?
No, you wouldn't. It wouldn't work.
Have a bowl and spoon and call it soup.
No,
I think that's what makes it soup.
Just because you put it in a bowl and then
it
eat it with a spoon does not make it a soup.
That's what makes soup soup.
No.
Because you don't eat soup on a plate.
No.
That's the soup. Soup's distinguishing feature is bowl and spoon. Think of a soup that you don't eat in a bowl or a spoon. Or you don't use a bowl or a spoon. There's no soup that you don't. That's what separates it.
You don't
it.
Eat hollandaise by itself.
I'm just saying.
You don't.
I'm not saying I would do it. Right? I like it.
I don't understand.
I'm not saying I necessarily want hollandaise soup.
Well, okay.
But her point is valid. What makes
are you
soup
just,
a
so
soup?
You're just going to eat the richest sauce, hollandaise, by itself? You're not going to dip anything in it?
I don't know. Maybe she puts crackers. I don't know.
How about a grilled cheese?
In hollandaise?
Why don't you dip a grilled cheese in it?
You could. But you think because you put grilled cheese in it, it makes it okay?
Well, at least a sauce would be going on top of your grilled cheese.
I don't know.
Because you eat grilled cheese with soup. And you're calling hollandaise a soup.
But you only eat...
No. You call hollandaise a soup.
But you can eat any
soup. So why can't you eat a grilled cheese with that soup?
Why can't I eat a peanut butter and jam sandwich with it?
You could. I think you'd throw up. But you can.
Who decided that grilled cheese is the sandwich that goes with the soup?
It goes with tomato soup.
But...
It's like a thing.
But it only goes with tomato soup.
No, it goes with all soups.
Nobody eats sandwiches with all soups.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Name. What do you eat cream of mushroom soup with?
With
nothing.
Like,
crackers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I would eat a sandwich with that.
You don't, though.
But you should.
But you don't.
But you should.
You eat a grilled cheese with some soup, right?
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm just saying, Samantha. Like, you're very protective over your soup.
Well... Because soup is soup, and hollandaise is not a soup, it's a sauce.
Put it in a bowl and give it a spoon. I don't know.
Put it in a bowl and give it a spoon.
Looks kind of the same type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You know what we didn't find today? We really in our travels?
Garlic cheese toast.
We did not find garlic. Ooey gooey garlic cheese toast.
Ooey gooey.
I feel the world needs more ooey gooey garlic cheese toast.
Now that's what you could eat with your hollandaise.
Because that's a
hollandaise hug. Soup.
Yeah. Because yes, you could. Right? Yes, you could. Right? Or, you know what would taste good with the hollandaise soup? If you had like a fried egg sandwich. Toasted fried egg sandwich.
Then just eat an egg with it.
I'm just saying, right?
That's what it's
but you're
to
saying,
be
no,
with.
You're saying you got to eat a sandwich with it.
It is. An egg sandwich is not a sandwich.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the sandwich that
oh
would go
God.
With the hollandaise soup.
Fine.
Can we go back to the cheese toast?
No.
Right? I think a cheese toast is just on its own. Right? It's like a hug. It's like a casserole, kind of. Just only it's like a modern, a little more modern.
It's a modern hug?
It's a modern hug. Yeah.
So a modern hug is?
Like modern. Modern-y. More modern-y. It's more modern-y. That's what it is. It's more modern-y.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whereas like casserole type of hug is old-fashioned.
A casserole
type of hug
is
like
an
back
old
in the
fashioned
60s,
hug.
Yeah, like back in the 60s, casserole was like warm and like a hug, right? Like some love, right? I believe that in 2019, almost 2020, that ooey gooey cheese toast is like a more moderny type of hug. And the world needs it. The world needs it.
I think garlic toast, or garlic cheese toast, or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
It's old school.
It's
not new.
Do you think it should only be served with pasta?
It's what it typically goes with.
I think we're about
but
to break the rules.
But weren't you just trying to make the case for soup?
Yeah, let's break the rules. 2020, let's break the rules. Let's give the HHG her hollandaise soup.
Uh-huh.
Let's put a grilled cheese with the mushroom soup.
Uh-huh.
Let's just, like, let's, like, mess it up.
Well, really, Today we had Nana's meatballs again.
Oh,
from Boston Pizza. Guys, so you need to pay us to say that.
Yes, you because, do, Boston
actually,
Pizza.
No, they don't, because we love them that much, because they were good again.
Yeah.
They were really good again.
They were really good again.
The garlic bread that you get with it, that should be cheesy garlic toast.
That should be cheesy.
That would be good.
Because, yes, yes, that would be.
That would be the one thing that would, like, give just, it a full five stars.
Yeah, right? Like,
cheesy garlic toast.
Yeah, like, that's what it is, right? That's known as, known as meatballs are, like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saucy.
Just
yummy.
Yeah.
Gooey.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Like, you want to eat them and you want to be like, holy fuck, those were good. That's how good they are. That's how good they were. That's how good they are.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It could be because I'm not having any apple juice. Right?
Don't start. So, they didn't have any apple juice.
No apple juice in the convenience store.
They didn't have any. Oh my God.
It's odd because before before you went in, you're like, you sure can have an apple juice? I don't think you should have an apple juice. And then voila.
And then I got you a Gatorade.
Voila, you come out with a Gatorade Zero, which is fine. And no apple juice. And this big story about how there's only, they only had five alive. So they're going to have five alive before they have an apple juice.
They did not have apple juice. Mm.
You know what? If I wasn't so lazy, I would have checked.
That's your problem.
That's
mine.
My lazy, right?
Okay. Well, you know, okay. You know what came back though?
Tell me.
Speaking of things,
yeah.
Tim Hortons brought their bread bowl back.
Oh, I enjoy a good bread
bowl.
But
only in Alberta.
Oh. Why?
I have no idea.
Huh.
Maybe they don't give a shit about their carbs.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But a good bread bowl? Do you remember, you could get chili in the bread bowl?
Yes, you can get lots of stuff in that
bread
bowl.
Yeah, right? That, nothing wrong with that bread bowl.
Nothing wrong with the bread bowl.
Right?
That's a lot of carbs.
It's a lot of carbs.
You will not be eating that.
No, right? Because I got to watch my carbs. Right? And watch my sugars.
Because apparently it got removed in 2010 because we were, carbs were deemed bad.
I think carbs were like evil in 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're evil right now.
They're
for
still
you.
Evil, but I think that, I think other things have taken their place.
Oh, good God.
Right? I think other things are.
But
just
do you
as
feel
evil.
Like Tim Hortons is reaching?
I don't know. You know what I feel with Tim Hortons is I feel that they're all like, because they're maybe it's because they're franchises. I don't know. I wish all of their selections were the same.
True.
Right. I was in a Tim Hortons at Lawson Heights. They had like every selection they had, which you never ever see, Samantha. They had the coconut, toasted coconut donut.
Oh, I never see
you
that
never
one.
Never see that. And I'm like, huh, why do you live here?
You should ask them. How come you guys have such a good selection?
Why? Right? And then, like, the Tim Hortons at the TCU by my work.
Has nothing.
They just got muffins. Right? Who wants this? Right?
Muffins are worse, actually.
Muffins are not your friend.
Muffins are not your friend
whatsoever.
That's so funny.
Right?
So you have to go all the way to Lawson Heights to get a donut.
Yeah, I never got a donut, right? Because I was watching, I was being good that day.
Oh.
But I was just noticing them.
Oh.
Right? And I was just like, why do you get the toasted coconut? And why is there no toasted coconut around?
Mm.
Right?
Like the donut or just toasted coconut
the
in general?
The donut. Okay. Right?
Because I don't think it's a favorite.
Pay attention. I'm talking donuts here.
I'm sorry. You're like all over the place.
I'm crazy. Crazy. Just saying.
Full moon's tomorrow.
Right? Hey, did you ever wonder like what we did before the dollar store had cards?
Yeah, paid a lot of money.
Paid a lot of money,
paid
right?
Paid a lot of money.
So we were at the dollar store buying some cards, right?
Everybody who got a letter.
Yeah, right? Got a card from the dollar store. Mike says, oh, I have to remember to get my mom and dad a Christmas card. Okay. Thinking he was going to buy one there.
Uh-huh.
And I said, would you want me to find one for you? And he's like, not from here. You're going to take our hard-earned $6...
Oh my God.
By Barry and Hilda, yep. A fancy card from the Hallmark
yep.
store
yep.
or from the grocery store
mm-hmm.
when you could buy them a lovely $1 card.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Because dollar store cards.
What's wrong with the dollar
store? Are not deemed as upper class. And he respects his parents.
He does
so
respect.
He's getting him a $6 card.
Right? And I'm like, you could buy six for that.
Did he get you a Get Well card? Because you should ask him where he got that one. Maybe it was a dollar store card.
I don't think I got a Get Well card. I don't think I did.
Oh, yeah. He showed up. So you're
yeah,
okay.
Right? I think that's all, right? I was his Get Well card. Right? I'm here. right?
Oh my God. Isn't that so funny?
But don't you ever wonder?
What did we do before then? We spent a lot of money for cards.
Yeah, a lot of money. I worked in a card shop. I remember working for Carlton Cards.
Well, and that hence why we don't have them anymore.
Because nobody is crazy enough but Mike Gibson to spend the money on a card.
Yeah.
When you can go to the, you know what they're for? They're for, because they have them, the expensive ones in the grocery stores and stuff. They're for the people and like the pharmacies. Mm-hmm. They're for the people who didn't buy, who didn't have time to go to the dollar store.
Uh-huh.
Who didn't make that time to go to the dollar, the effort to go to the dollar store. Now you're forking out the money. So to me, that's like a penalty, right? It's a penalty.
Of course, you'd see it as a penalty.
Yeah. Yeah. You lazy guy. You're going to pay $6 for a card now when you could have had one for one.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think. Yeah.
But they're not as nice.
I don't know. But do people care?
They might care.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay. This is what I read.
Okay.
And I don't believe it, but good for her.
Okay.
Finland has the world's youngest prime minister at the age of 34.
Should you be a prime minister at 34?
Why not?
I guess.
Why not?
Maybe that little Greta Thuringer, or whatever her name is. She's going to be the next prime minister of wherever she's from.
Who's that?
She's the one on the Time magazine.
Oh, that's
right. She's okay. Like the climate control girl.
She is the climate control girl.
And she's Time's People of the Year.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But, okay. So Finland. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
You imagine being that accomplished in your life at 34 to be the prime minister?
Well, where do you go from there?
Yeah, you already succeeded.
Do you go up?
Where?
Do you stay there for a while? Do you stay there till you're like 40?
What are you after? What are you after the prime minister? What are you after? What's your next job? Right? You've done it. You've reached the pinnacle.
She could teach.
I guess she could teach.
She could become a professor.
Why would you want to? I was just the prime minister.
But that's pretty cool. I think Finland has a little more. They're a little more open-minded.
I think they are too. I think I'm gonna give you that one.
That's good.
I'm gonna agree. I don't agree.
That's kind of boring that you're agreeing with me.
Sorry. I sometimes do. I sometimes agree.
Again, it's the full moon.
I don't know.
We don't ever agree.
No.
Okay, I got something else for you, though.
Okay, tell me.
The non-binary pronoun they has been named Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year.
Wow.
Searches for the word have increased 313% this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just means we're changing.
We're changing. The times, they are a-changing.
Yeah, society, we're figuring it out.
Yeah. And that's why people are looking it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you want to understand and you want to be able to use it in the right context.
You want to be able to be correct with it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I think it's cool that they pick a word.
Yeah.
You get it? Did you get it?
Pick a word.
That they pick a word.
Pick a word.
You get it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't get it.
No, I didn't.
They.
Because I'm not listening to you.
Okay.
I'm only ever half listening.
Yeah, I'm used to that. I'm used to that, Samantha. That's nothing new. That's nothing new for me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what?
What?
Walmart.
What about it?
Sweaters.
Uh-huh.
They did a bad thing.
Oh, my God, I saw.
It's almost like the Pennington's Oop with the penguin with and the seal.
The seal's being clubbed. Yeah, that was really bad.
There was a snowman with apparently three white lines on a table.
It was a sweater. Yeah. So it looked like he was doing lines of coke. Apparently it was only in Canada too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was only the Canadian Walmarts.
Oh, yeah. So bad. So
somebody in product design. Probably after it got through was like, maybe it was like a running bet. Hey, like if you and I made that shirt, it'd be like, so I'm going to bet you $100 that it gets pulled before it ever sees the light of day. I think it'll make it, right? It'd be a big joke, okay? Maybe it'd be like that.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be kind of funny?
It is funny.
But it's kind of crazy. Here's something interesting, some Saskatchewan trivia for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay? So Prince Albert, so friends of the podcast, Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, it's maybe about an hour from Saskatoon. Not a big city, right?
No.
Just a little city.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Prince Albert Canadian Tire Store
uh-huh.
sells more boxes, the most boxes of Toffee Fae in the world?
Yeah, but Canadian Tire's only in Canada.
Yeah, but it's Toffee Fae. Right?
Oh, so like anybody who sells Toffee Fae?
Anybody who sells
Toffee Fae. Prince Albert eats the most Toffee Fae.
They sell the most. That Canadian Tire Store sells the most number of boxes.
There's a lot of diabetes in there.
In the world.
There's a lot of diabetes happening in PA.
Right?
That's a lot of Toffee Fae.
That's a lot of Toffee Fae.
That's a lot of Toffee Fae.
Like from I live in the town of Toffee Fae where we invented it. and Prince Albert is, what is this Prince Albert I read of, right? It'd be something like that, right?
That's how they're talking?
That's how they're talking. In the town of Toffee Fay. In
the town of Toffee Fay.
Yes, right? What is this Prince Albert I read of, right?
They must love their Toffee Fay.
They have to. And is it around all year?
It must be.
I don't know.
If they're selling it that much.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Look at you pulling out some weird shit.
I read it somewhere and I'm like, no.
No.
Right? And it was just called PA. And I'm like, that's got to be like another name someplace in the world. Nope, Prince Albert. And I'm like, Saskatchewan?
Why don't we say Prince Albert all the time? Why do we say PA?
Because we're lazy.
Because we're lazy?
We're lazy.
PA.
PA.
Because we know what PA means.
Yeah.
But somebody who's never lived around here is not going to know what that means.
No.
Prince Albert.
Yeah. Prince Albert.
That's weird.
Yeah. A little bit weird. Okay, so you were scoffing me earlier about baking.
Yes.
So
you don't.
If I'm going to.
No.
This is what I'm baking.
If you're going to.
If I'm going to.
Okay.
This is what I'm baking this
yes,
season.
Lisa.
A Christmas cranberry pound cake with lemon drizzle.
I would love to see that.
Wouldn't it taste wonderful?
You are never going to make it.
How do you know?
You're probably going to try and get my mother to make it for you.
I was thinking your mom might be able to do it. Because your mom does a good lemon drizzle.
She does.
Right?
Well, because she makes lemon pound cake.
So why not just make cranberry, Christmas cranberry?
And where did you find this Christmas
Pinterest.
Cranberry? Of course you did.
So is your mom on Pinterest?
Yes, she is.
What's her name? You don't have to tell the world. You tell me, and I'll send it to her.
No, is she? Yeah, no, she might be.
I sent it to the HHG, and then I thought, she's going to look at it and not think that she needs to make it. Right? Sheila Sperling, I might be able,
oh, my God.
Sheila Sperling. Remember,
you
like,
might get a slice of that cake.
Yeah.
You're sure as hell not getting the whole cake.
I don't want the whole cake. I want Christmas cranberry pound cake with lemon drizzle.
You have a lot of needs and wants that other people need and, like, do for you.
I know. Duh, I'm that girl. Don't you know that about me?
Yes, I do.
That's not new. That's not new, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. But you know what? You know what? So when we do October, we do pumpkin spice, and everybody's loving pumpkin spice.
Yes,
we can't get enough pumpkin spice. Do you ever notice that gingerbread is neglected in December? Like, people really aren't talking about gingerbread.
Well, they do a lot of peppermint, candy cane.
But sometimes we need some gingerbread.
Do you want gingerbread as, like, a drink? Is that what you're saying?
I don't, personally, but I don't want it to be neglected.
So what's your interest in it?
Just that it should be out there. It should be as popular as the pumpkin
spice.
But
why? If you're not ever going to eat any of it.
I don't, because...
Or drink any of it.
Because it's not fair to give pumpkin spice front and center, and gingerbread doesn't get nothing.
Maybe gingerbread is just, you know, hey, you know what? I'm just chilling over here. Don't worry about me. People love me no matter what.
You think?
Yeah.
You think that's what
pumpkin
it does?
Pumpkin spice, attention grabber. You know?
Maybe.
Look at me. Look at me.
Maybe. Never thought of it that way.
Right?
Never thought of it that way, right? Okay. So gingerbread's just kind of like laid back. And
gingerbread is pretty chill.
Chill.
It's chill.
Right?
Pumpkin spice. Yo, yo, yo.
Right? Gingerbread's kind of like.
Who in the house?
Right? Gingerbread's kind of like just laid back and confident, right?
You're going to come to me.
I know you're going to love, I know you love me.
Yes, because you love me.
Right. And you have forever. Okay.
Tried and true.
I gotcha.
They don't need you to love them. Okay. They know that they're already loved.
But pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice is a little bit.
It needs it.
Yeah, they're needy.
Yeah.
They're needy and a little bit not sure of themselves.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Thanks, Samantha. Because you know what? I understand it. I get it. I was feeling bad for the gingerbread.
No, don't.
No, it doesn't want you to.
No, it doesn't want you to.
It's good.
They're very strong.
It's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay. Did you know that Carol Spinney, the voice of Big Bird and Oscar, she died?
He. It's a he.
Is it a he?
It's a man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Look like a woman.
It didn't look like a woman. It looked like a man. He looked like a man.
Okay, died at the age of 82.
Which is sad, hey?
Yeah, so who's going to do the voice?
I don't know. It's going to be another change.
Oscar. Yeah, oh my God.
Right? But you know what,
you are not going to survive
that. I saw the cutest little comic strip on somebody's Facebook page, and it was a Big Bird, and Big Bird had just gotten to heaven.
Oh.
You know who was greeting him? Mr. Hooper.
Oh.
And Mr. Hooper was saying, "Nice to see you again, Big Bird."
That's nice.
Right? Because they were like super tight,
yeah.
Right? And I'm like, that's a good one. I like that one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Hershey's Kisses.
Yes.
You like them?
Sure.
You eat them?
Occasionally.
If you see
if they're them, around.
If you're around.
Yeah.
Okay. Hershey's Kisses is now a cereal. It's a chocolate cereal.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
With a nice light crunch and a smooth chocolate flavor.
No, I don't agree.
And what they say is that it leaves a very chocolatey milk. No.
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 No, you know how I feel about chocolate.
No.
Like candy stuff becoming cereal.
No. Like, I wasn't a fan of Count Chocula. Even though I liked, like, Fruit Loops and Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
I don't want the chocolate in my cereal.
No.
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 Right?
I don't...
I don't want to drink the chocolate milk.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't even like sweet cereal, so that doesn't help me.
No.
Because I don't eat a lot of chocolate, so this would not entice me.
No, it wouldn't entice me either. And yeah. I like chocolate, but I'm like...
Because you gave me shit because I didn't bring chocolate to the car.
Just saying.
I brought berries because that's what I eat.
You brought a snack for one. First off, you
and
go...
And then I shared it.
I know. I asked. I had to say, do I get some of that?
I shared it
you
with
tried
you.
To give me one.
I don't buy chocolate. That's not my gig.
That's fine. I didn't say
I don't buy
it
chocolate bars.
Be. But most people would buy two packs of something because there's two people.
You have the diabetes.
It doesn't matter.
So we're sharing.
You gave me one.
And then you took three more.
And then you
had another three.
Yes, I did.
So that's enough sugar for today.
Yeah. Right, maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's not a full moon, Samantha.
Yeah, you're all great. You're having a diabetic
I'm
reaction.
I'm having a sugar reaction. I'm a sugar
berries.
High to berries.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, just, my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right.
I think we got to launch into this. Because I think you're not going to know.
Can we get along?
I have a feeling that I'm not going to know yours either. So this should be interesting.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go back and forth. Okay, guys, we're starting... Two truths and a lie, but in Lisa's case, it's two lies and a truth because she can't ever tell the truth.
No, I
so,
like to lie.
Her to find one truth was probably pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm better at lying.
It's not your go-to.
It's, you know what? My first go-to is to lie.
Yeah.
Not hurtful, but it's to lie. That's
so,
what I have to do.
So we're going
to
go back and forth.
Okay.
And then when we're done, we'll recap and I'll tell you which ones I think are the lies and the truth.
Okay.
And you have to tell me which ones are the truths and the lies.
Okay.
Okay?
Back
so
and
we'll
forth?
Go back and forth.
Okay.
But not guessing yet.
Okay.
Do you understand the rules?
Yes.
Okay.
You go first.
No, you go first.
No, you go first. You go first.
Okay. I pretended to be my ex-roommate's sister on a cruise so I could get a cheap vacation.
Okay. Cheap vacation.
Mm-hmm. On a cruise.
On a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
My mom was Mrs. Santa Claus, and myself and my kid's sister dressed up as an elf every Saturday at the local mall when we were kids.
Okay, I'm going to reserve judgment on that one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, I was interviewed on the news once because a car came crashing through the building that I was working in.
Okay.
And there was lots of cops, there's fire trucks. We were, like, the talk of the town on the news for, like, that night and the next day.
Okay. Fire trucks, talk of the town.
Mm-hmm. I was on the news.
On the news.
Yeah.
Cruise fake sister. Gotta keep it in my head.
Mom's Santa Claus.
Or Mrs.
Mrs. Claus, and you were an elf.
Yeah, I was an elf.
Yeah, I don't believe. Okay, never mind. Okay, go.
In our 20s, we would go to the local Chinese restaurant in Stainer called Zhong's, right? Drink too much because you could do that at your Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And then we would knock on people's door and go Christmas caroling.
How old were you?
We were in our 20s.
So this is you and your friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. I was part of the choir that got asked to sing with Tom Jackson when he came to Saskatoon for the Huron Carol Tour back in the 1980s. Because I was in the choir and at Evan Hardy Collegiate.
You were in the choir?
Yeah, I was in the choir.
Sang in the choir?
Yes, Lisa, I sang in the choir.
You were in the choir?
Yes.
Choir? Car in the building. Fake sister on a boat. Okay. All right.
Hang on. Okay, go. Because you have one more. Okay, go. Okay.
Summertime in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Me and a friend, we went on a scavenger hunt across southern Ontario. Okay? Mm-hmm. One night. And one of the items we stole for bonus points was the Santa's Village sign.
Shit.
We had to bring these things back to our boss so she could see all the things we collected. And that was our bonus, because whoever had the biggest bonus got extra points. And there's a place in Bracebridge, Ontario called Santa's Village. And we stole the sign.
Okay.
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 All right.
Your mom was Mrs. Claus, and you and your sister were elves at the local mall.
At the local mall.
You got drunk at a Chinese restaurant during Christmas?
Yeah.
And you and your friends went caroling, drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one was you were on a scavenger hunt and you stole the Santa elves sign for proof.
Yes.
Okay.
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 Do I need to go over yours again?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Which one do you think is true?
For you?
Uh-huh. No, okay. No, okay. Number one, okay. Number one, true or false? Truth or a lie?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Truth or a lie? For me, truth or a lie?
Truth or a lie? I think it might be a truth.
Okay, number two, truth or a lie?
Lie.
Okay, number three?
I could see you in a choir.
Okay.
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 What about me? Number one, truth or a lie?
Oh, that's so far-fetched. I'm going to say lie.
Okay. Number two?
Truth.
Okay.
Lie.
Okay. Now what?
Now let's reveal.
Okay, you reveal.
Number one?
Yeah.
Is true.
So I was right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yours? Was I right? It's a lie.
It's a lie.
I knew it.
I never.
Your mother would never do that.
Never, ever, ever would my mom have done that.
Your mother would never have done that.
Never.
Yes. But I did fake being my ex-roommate's sister to get on a cruise ship.
Nice.
Yeah. It was fun. Nice. It was a great vacation.
There you go. As somebody else.
Yeah. Huh. For a whole week.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit bad.
Same mom, different dad.
That's a little bit badass, Samantha. That's not today, Sam.
No.
That's back in the day, Sam. Right? That's not today, Sam. Okay.
Number two for me?
Yeah.
You said it was
a lie.
It's true.
Oh, really?
It's true.
You had a car go through your building.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And I was on TV.
Remember that happened at Pennington's too?
Yes.
Yeah.
It happened to me many times.
Wow, hey? That's crazy.
It's happened to me too many times.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was wrong.
Okay, you were wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
What did you say about mine?
I said number two was the truth.
Wrong.
No!
It's a lie.
Oh, shit.
It's a lie.
Shit.
I'm never going caroling. Never going caroling.
But drunk you might.
Well, I might have, but no, lie.
Okay. Number three?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
I was in a choir that sang with the Huron Carol.
I can see you in a choir.
That's a lie.
That's a lie?
That's a lie.
Really? Wow. But I could see you in a choir.
Huh. Okay, so was I right?
Mine was about stealing the Santa's Village sign.
And I said that was a lie.
That's true.
That's true?
That's true.
I should have known the scavenger hunt.
Right? We stole the Santa's Village sign. And then the funny part to that story, because we worked in a tourist area, is the cops came and took it the next day. We didn't get busted, but the cops came and saw the sign at the place we worked, right? Because we worked at the Wasaga Beach.
Oh, my God.
And they came and they took it.
You're kidding.
No.
No. And they didn't arrest you.
They didn't arrest us. No.
Is this what happens when you live in a small town?
I guess so,
the
right?
The cops don't bother you?
They don't bother you, right? They just say, why the hell would you steal the Santa's Village sign, you idiots?
You stupid kid.
But yes, my friend Tanya and I, we stole the Santa.
Oh, my God.
Or my
God.
Friend Cheryl. I don't know if it was Tanya or Cheryl or which one it was. Yeah. Maybe it was three of us. But yeah, we stole the Santa's Village sign.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is so weird.
So crazy.
In my life, yeah. I've had four instances when I've worked, where I've worked, cars have gone through the window.
Really?
Yeah. Twice at Pennington's.
Yeah.
Once at Indigo. No, twice at Indigo. Oh my God, five times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
That's crazy. In my life, I have had many times when I was young where the police would give me trouble and not arrest me.
Oh my God.
I have no known criminal record.
Uh-huh.
And if I do, the statutes of limitations should be done.
Yeah.
But I was known I was known of just being a bit of a troublemaker. Hey?
I was known.
I was known. I was known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the incident where I was on the news.
Yes.
Was when I worked for Music Baron.
Okay.
And the driver came through the window and it was glass.
Yeah.
Came in, went out, came back in again. And actually someone got pinned against the wall.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It was crazy. We were right beside Blockbuster,
yeah.
And it was such a large force that the videotapes fell off the wall. It was the horror section.
Oh, jeez. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny. You know, that's a fun game. We need to do that game more often.
We do, because I'm like, what can I?
And I
got you on the lie, though.
Yeah, you did.
I'm getting good at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are. You are.
Your truths are too good.
My truths are too good.
Because yeah. I should have known that you wouldn't go caroling.
Not going caroling.
No.
I don't want to go singing. I don't want to do that. Right? Especially when I'm 20 and I'm cool. No thanks.
I forgot.
Right?
You were a snot bag
back
then.
Right? I was too cool back then.
You were just snotty.
Right? Not doing it.
Yeah, you were snotty.
Yeah.
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 That's your all that in a bag of chips with your alligator shirt.
Yeah, I did.
And your, what kind of watch?
Swatch.
The Swatch.
And my United Colors of Benetton. Right? You know it.
Oh, my God.
You know it.
Such a snot bag.
Such a snot bag.
Okay.
Now I'm just laid back, humble girl.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You are not the gingerbread.
I am not a snot bag.
You're not a gingerbread.
Am I a snot bag? Would you say? I can be. I have snot bag tendencies.
You grew up.
But I got nothing to back them up with.
You got zero.
Right? I got nothing, right? I live in an apartment on the west side, right? Yeah. Yeah.
It's who you are inside, Lisa.
Yeah, right? Inside. Look out, Paris Hilton. I'll just tell you that right now,
oh
Samantha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Good time.
It took me a while to figure out two truths that would kind of stump you a little bit. That
did stump me. Good ones. Yeah. 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 All right. We'll do a rematch.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Lisa.
Samantha.
Call to action.
We have had some new people join our group.
Yay!
My friend Lori Swanton I call her Lori Swanton because that was who she was when we were growing up, but she's Lori Millsap. She lives in Ontario,
mm-hmm.
and she shared one of our Facebook posts.
Okay.
And on her Facebook, and a couple of her friends
joined us.
Joined the group.
Ah! Yeah. Fantastic.
Right? And then we had, I don't remember for the life of me the new name, but we had the new lady today.
Oh,
don't remember.
Oh my God.
I don't recall.
Oh, that's what happens with age.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh my God.
But super thankful that she found us.
Yes.
Right? Because how cool is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think her name's Julie.
Julie. I think you're right.
Her name is Julie.
I think you're right.
And she just joined us and she's starting at the beginning of our.
And then I felt bad for a few minutes. I'm like, oh.
Some of them weren't good. But then Annette. Who's our loyal first ever fan, Sweet Pea, rose and said, I wish I could go back 2.5 years.
Because they were so good.
That's what brought me back.
Yes, right? So enjoy.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
And that's what the call to action is, guys. Just, you know, if you want other people to maybe just listen to what we talk about, because we really talk about nothing.
Yes.
And we just try to make each other laugh and point out weird, strange things that we come across or how we think.
Yeah.
Join us. Go invite them to listen to the podcast.
Post stuff on our Facebook.
Post stuff. Oh, my God. We have had so much posting
lately. I know.
Lately.
It's so fun.
So fun to read. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Yoda stuff was really funny.
And, yes, I would enjoy the serial killer movies.
Yes. Thank you, Caroline.
Yes. Exactly. Caroline's got my back.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. She know me.
So we're having so much fun with that. Thank you so much for just, you know, posting really crazy stuff. I love to read it. It makes me laugh all the time.
It's a good time.
Yes, it is.
It's a good time.
So just, you know, come to us and tell your friends to come listen to us. We have so much fun.
You can find us on any podcast catcher.
Really?
We're literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Lisa, do you have an eye shake my head?
Samantha, I'm torn because I have two.
Uh-oh. Can you fit them in?
I think I can fit them in.
Okay, do it.
All right.
It's a twofer.
So my first one was again at the dollar store.
Oh, God.
Right? So we're at the dollar store in December at lunchtime.
Yes.
The lady in front of me is buying crackers, a box of crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because obviously her soup needed some crackers. From the dollar store.
From the dollar store.
And she's not happy because there's a line up in front of her, right? Both the cashiers are working. And you know what? We've all gone to the dollar store and we've all seen the asshole who's got 100 little trinkets mm-hmm. that he's unloading from his little cart, right? And we are like, oh my God, this is going to take forever. But at the end of the day, Samantha, I shake my head. This lady had a fit. Put the crackers down. I'm in a hurry. You should not be in the dollar store at noon in December.
No.
If you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think if you're in a hurry, you should ever be in the dollar store.
No.
There's nothing about the dollar store that's quick. No. Nothing. Right?
No.
Like, they don't process it quick.
No.
They don't care.
No.
Right? Like, you're buying your stuff for a dollar.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for waiting.
Yes.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, made but me.
People have very little patience right now.
Yeah, I know. But guess what? Find your patience.
Okay.
Find your patience. So there's that. Then, speaking of very little patience, that's a good segue into my second I shake my head. Which was the people at the drive-thru today giving us the Tim Hortons order. Right?
And you said, in the order, can I have a tray?
Can I have a tray?
And then we get up to there. And the gentleman is now going to hand me every coffee. Nope. Yeah. Can I have a tray, please?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was so mad.
And then he gave us the wrong Timbits.
The wrong size Timbits.
Yes.
Right? We ordered 20, not 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then when he thought his job was done, I said, hey.
You had to ask for the dreaded sleeves.
The sleeves.
Right.
So we have decided the sleeves must cost a lot of money.
The sleeves must be the bane of their existence. Right? Or the sleeves must come out of their bonuses or something.
Something's happening with the sleeves.
Right? There's a sleeve conspiracy.
They don't ever give you a sleeve anymore.
Right? And all a sleeve is just so I can hold on to the coffee.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Because it's not insulated.
No.
It's going to burn your hand.
Yeah. And then, here's my other thing, dear the Tim Hortons. When you fill a cup of coffee and you put the lid on, you know before you give it to me that you have filled it too full.
It's too full.
So when it's dripping on my thumb and it's burning my thumb... That's not cool with me.
It ain't cool.
I wasn't happy.
No.
Wasn't happy.
No.
That's all I'm saying. Those are my shake my head.
That's a good I shake my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, right?
Okay, well, I only have one.
Okay.
And it's courtesy of Heather, who is Shauna Like Donna's elder sister.
Okay.
I feel like now that's how I will announce her.
Absolutely.
She, again, direct messaged me and showed me a video that I was laughing so hard.
That's hilarious.
Because the woman... must have posted it to her Facebook and let her friends know that she had just hugged a stranger for no good reason. Because she was in the Christmas spirit, she said. The Christmas spirit was with her. She was early to pick up her daughter, so she thought she'd stop at the Wawa. And she was stopping at the Wawa to get a drink or something. And she's like, I have the Christmas spirit. So she decided to pay for the lady's drink that was behind
her. Okay, nice. Pay it forward.
Yeah, she's going to pay it forward. Yeah. So she was like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Everything, you know, felt good. Yeah. It's in the Christmas spirit. She's walking to her car and she sees a gentleman wiping her window.
Okay.
Like cleaning her windshield.
Nice.
And she's like, look at that Christmas spirit. It's just everywhere today. That is so nice. And she walked up to him and said, thank you so much for cleaning my window. Merry Christmas. It's so good to see that the Christmas spirit is alive and well, and hugged him.
Good.
Because she thought he was wiping her windshield.
Oh my God.
When she released him, she saw her vehicle behind his.
Oh.
She hugged a perfect stranger in the middle of the parking lot of the Wawa.
If that's not Christmas spirit, I don't know what is.
And she was laughing so hard through this whole thing.
That's hilarious.
She was like, I'm laughing. I can't stop laughing. She wanted to, like, I'm laughing so hard I'm going to puke. I'm laughing so hard I'm going to pee.
That's so
but
funny.
She made herself laugh so hard because she just walked up to a total stranger and said, Merry Christmas.
And hugged
him. The spirit is alive. And hugged him.
Wow. That's good.
That's really funny.
That's good.
Because their cars were the same.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
That's really
That's
good.
A good I shake my head because
like
that's
that
funny.
One. Yeah.
That's funny.
I appreciate that.
A little Christmas spirit. Lisa.
Absolutely, Samantha.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, next week's topic
is
our favorite Christmas traditions as kids.
Okay.
Or an adult. Because maybe you got a new one.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe I
You
do.
Never know.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe you do.
You're going to have to wait to find out.
Okay.
That's how
I'm
that's going to go.
We're doing some Christmas stuff, guys, so bear with us.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the year where we did it for a whole month?
Oh, yeah. That was
too much.
It was a bad choice.
It was too much
Christmas. Yeah, it was a bad choice. Yeah. I think by the end of it, we're like, we're done.
We're done with Christmas.
We were done.
We hated Christmas.
Yeah.
We were done. Okay. So, friends of the podcast, if you want to buy some merch, all you have to do is go to Threadless, www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And there's always sales going on, so you can get a good deal. You can buy t-shirts. You can buy buddy hugs. You can buy...
a wine thing. No.
No. Yeah. Nope. Go back to drinking your wine, Samantha. You can buy a bag.
A bag.
You can buy coffee mugs.
Yes.
Right? There's stuff you can buy.
Yes.
You can go check it out.
Just check it out.
Check it out.
All right.
Okay? And if we bring some joy to your heart and you want to help us by sponsoring the podcast, you can go to Patreon, www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. Mm-hmm. And for as little as $2 a month, you can help us. And you'll get things like early episodes,
yep,
the odd treat every now and then. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we bring some joy in you and you want to help us out, we would love that.
Okay. Audio Editing Solutions, thank you so much for making us sound so good. And hopefully in a couple of weeks, we'll sound even better with our new mics.
But still be in the car.
Yes, Lisa.
Yeah.
Check out our social media, guys. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look us up. I shake my head. We, you know, reach out. Doesn't matter, whatever social media.
Yeah.
Whatever you got, talk to us.
Talk to us.
You know how much we love it.
Tell your people.
Yeah, tell your people.
Exactly. Samantha.
Lisa.
It's been a long day with you.
It's been a long day.
We're going on hour 7.
Yeah, we are.
Right? We got to end it.
We're done.
We need a break.
We're done. Tapping out.
I'm tapping out. Enough of you for today. All right?
All right.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. Check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.